Let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with Joanna French, who's going to be talking about National Baking Month. And Joanna knows good food. She has an excellent, excellent website. Joanna, I love your website. It's awesome. All the food on there looks really good.
Thank you so much. Yes, I like to think I know a thing or two about some good treats. And this month is one of my favorites. Because it is National Baking Month.
Well, let's talk about it. First of all, let's talk about some tips that some home bakers might be missing when it comes to baking. Because I know that my wife loves to bake. And sometimes the stuff she baked doesn't really turn out the way she wants it to. But what are some really good tips for home bakers?
Some great tips. One, you want to make sure your ingredients are at room temperature. Your ingredients, they'll blend together better and easier for you. The next thing you want to do is make sure you have quality bakeware, because desserts can bake unevenly and even burn if they're in like flimsy, thin, cheap pans. So you want to make it an investment if you're going to bake this month. Also, remember, baking is a science. It is not like cooking. Cooking is, you know, you can throw an extra, you know, dab of salt or pepper. Baking, no. Stick to the recipe.
And it's
one small change can really change the entire, you know, outcome of your dish.
Absolutely. And you loved, this is interesting, because you love Nest Fresh Eggs, which, by the way, are available at King Supers. I think Albertsons has them as well, Natural Grocers. But why Nest Fresh?
Yeah, so these are great eggs, especially this year. You know, as the new year begins, people are trying to get healthier. These eggs are 100% cage-free. There's non-GMO. They're pasture raised, and, you know, their hens are allowed to roam free range. And, you know, they really believe in healthy hens lead to healthier eggs. So I love that motto, and I like the product. And again, this is like a great company. They're like the first to become certified humane. So the standards are there, and especially it blends into what you're trying to do this year, which is like, you know, you want to get healthier, but you also want to indulge.
Yeah, no question about it. I love your website, by the way. Talk about this website and what people can learn when they go to it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So Joanna Knows Good Food is a collection of recipes, drink mixes, and a lot of restaurant reviews. But also I had this little fun thing I used to do, or I still kind of do, is Etiquette Tuesday. So that's handing out tips about different things that we just typically don't talk about, not where you put your knife and fork, but just tips that, you know, generally come up around the dinner table and things you can learn. So definitely check me out for all your recipes, drink tips, and reviews.
Yeah.
And I travel, so any place pretty much any place on the globe I've talked about.
No doubt about it. Well, it is a great pleasure talking to you. And if anybody missed any information on this interview, they can go back to KRDO.com and listen to the podcast. Give the address for the site so people can learn more about what you do and some great restaurant openings and recipes and all kinds of stuff.
Definitely. Well, definitely start with NestFresh.com because they have, like I said, these eggs that I'm in love with right now. And then JoannaKnowsGoodFood.com for all your restaurant and food needs.
No doubt about it. Thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. And we'll look forward to talking to you when it starts to warm up past January and on into the spring and summer months for some great, great cooking tips as well as we head into spring and summer.
Yes. Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you again. We appreciate it.